The Coast Guard has suspended its search for Deputy Revenue Commissioner Brian Andrews and his 24-year-old son, Brandon. The men disappeared on August 9th in the process of shuttling camping gear between Young Lake on Admiralty Island and Juneau. The Coast Guard deployed a helicopter that evening, and since then the search effort has included the military, state, civil air patrol, commercial pilots, and Good Samaritans. The Coast Guard cutter Liberty, a fish and game research vessel, and volunteer boaters have been on the water, and rescue teams and volunteer hikers are working the ground. But so far they've found nothing. The Coast Guard says it will resume the search when there are new developments, while volunteers will keep searching. K2's Rosemarie Alexander flew with the Civil Air Patrol this week and has this story.
Clear left.
Clear right.
Clear right.
The Cessna 206 taxis the airport runway. On this flight, Civil Air Patrol Major Jeff DeFriest is at the controls. Rick Fritch is a co-pilot and chief observer. The Coast Guard has assigned the CAP a route from Mansfield Peninsula to Taku Inlet. Sketched on a map, the outline resembles a Tyrannosaurus Rex. CAP Commander Ken Nessler and another observer fly up Taku Inlet to Twin Glacier Lake. We fly down Gastineau Channel and begin searching at Marmion Island. A Coast Guard Jayhawk is in the vicinity. After the foggy weekend, the aircraft are making up for lost time. Coast Guard Operations Specialist Adam DeRocher coordinates the search patterns and on this day deploys a Temsco helicopter along Stevens Passage from Point Arden to Point Retreat. A North Star trekking helicopter takes the lower elevations on the west side of Mansfield Peninsula and Douglas Island. A volunteer boat also searches the backside of Douglas. The Coast Guard Jayhawk flies four different routes and checks out leads from other aircraft. CAP pilot DeFriest maintains an altitude of 1,000 feet, flying at about 100 knots. Observer Rick Fritch scans the water for oil sheens. He looks for shapes in the shallows that could be airplane parts. The beach is mostly littered with driftwood. Only a few things stand out. On a second pass, something that looks like a seat cushion is actually a rock. A large white object is an old skiff on its side.
There's a lot of scenery going by fairly fast at the altitudes and the speeds that we're working with. So I'm looking for things that break the normal pattern. I'm looking for unnatural shapes on the beach or unnatural colors on the beach. Most of the airplanes you see flying around are white. So white objects that are usually either square, rectangular, or shapes that have right angles to them are things that catch the eye.
He spots a large white rectangular shape on an Admiralty Cove beach. DeFriest circles above and calls the Coast Guard. The helicopter flies over to take a look at lower altitude. Rust indicates it's been there a while. The route takes us over open muskeg and dense stands of timber. Glints of sunlight on ponds deep in the trees can be mistaken for objects. On this day, with high clouds and some blue sky, it's almost easy to forget how unforgiving the terrain below can be. Fritch is looking for a change in the tree pattern. Suddenly, he sees a break in the canopy.
There's like five or six trees. They're all fallen in a row. There's no bare dirt on the ground.
We circle again and notify the Jayhawk of the location. Much of the 11-day search has been stymied by fog and low clouds. Good weather on Monday and Tuesday produced nothing. The Coast Guard's DeRocher counts 60 sorties among the federal, state, and local aircraft and boats.
4,866 nautical miles that we have searched.
The Coast Guard has even been using night vision goggles and infrared heat sensors.
They were just picking up deer and bears and stuff like that.
Is this getting frustrating?
Yes, it is. I know that everybody, the communities all come together and everybody's trying to figure out if there's anything that we've missed, where else we could search. These are always tough when they go this long.
Jim LaBelle is the Alaska Region Director for the National Transportation Safety Board. The agency investigates every civil aviation accident in the United States. He's been following the search from his office in Anchorage, waiting for a call that something has been found.
It's very difficult to see wreckage, particularly if it's in a dense woods, tall canopy, tall trees, etc. Even when you know where the accident site is, when you fly back to them in a helicopter and try and locate them again.
LaBelle has been with the NTSB for 22 years and on hundreds of investigations. He says about every 18 months, an aircraft disappearance in Alaska goes unresolved.
It is the proverbial needle in a haystack.
The Andrews were flying a white Cessna 182 with red and silver trim. The tail number is N9350X. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.